From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth radio broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I wish to welcome you to this Thursday edition of the Living Truth radio program as we continue to study the effect of God's Word. The effect of God's Word. And as I've said several times already this week, there are many passages of Scripture in the Word of God that we could study concerning the effect of God's Word. But we're looking at Joshua chapter 1, because in this passage of Scripture, God was giving Joshua the direction that he was to follow as he led the children of Israel across the Jordan River and into the Promised Land. And what God said to Joshua in Joshua chapter 1 is very applicable to you and me today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and the rest of our lives. Because it's talking about how the Word of God will guide us. And I know that you're very familiar with this passage of Scripture, but every now and then it's good to review some of the most familiar passages of Scripture. Allow me to read Joshua chapter 1, verses 8 and 9 for you again, where it says, "As God is speaking, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest." Now, so far this week, we have had the opportunity of noting that God's Word is effective in that it provides good taste, where he says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth." Then we noted that it provides good thinking, or he says, "Thou shalt meditate therein day and night." Today, we observe the fact that the Word of God is effective in that it provides good teaching. Notice, he says, "that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein." Let me read that again. "That thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein." Why is the Word of God given to us? Why is it that it should not depart out of our mouths? Why is it that we should meditate upon it? Well, it's simply because of the fact that we might do it, that we might obey it, that we might take heed to its teaching. We are to read and study the Word of God so that we might do the Word of God, because it's the Word of God that teaches us about who God is, what God expects, and how God operates. You see, we're not just to read the Word of God for knowledge. I've often heard people say down through the years, "I like to read the Word of God just to see what it says." Well, that's a part of it. It's important for us to know what the Word of God says, amen? But we're not to stop there. Once we find out what the Word of God says, then we are to do it. We see that here in Joshua. God was telling Joshua what he must do to lead the children of Israel into the Promised Land. And Joshua did every bit of it. He obeyed the Lord. When you go to Joshua chapter 11 and verse 23, you find these words where it says, "So Joshua took the whole land according to all that the Lord said unto Moses. And Joshua gave it for an inheritance unto Israel according to their divisions by their tribes. And the land rested from war." In other words, Joshua did everything that God called him to do. How did he do that? Simply by reading and studying and meditating and obeying the Word of God. What about you? Do you spend time in God's Word and do you obey it? You know, one of the things that you and I need to learn is that obedience brings blessing. That's something that's taught time and time again throughout the pages of Scripture. The fact of the matter is, the more we obey God, the more we are going to be blessed by God. I think you know that, don't you? Every now and then you'll hear people say, well, I just don't have the blessing of God on my life. Well, the question is, are you obeying God in your life? I would encourage you sometime to read Deuteronomy chapter 28. Because in Deuteronomy 28, we find that we have laid out for us the blessings of obedience and the curses of disobedience. The first 14 verses deal with the blessings of obedience. The last 52 verses deal with the curses of disobedience. In other words, God puts more time in the curses of disobeying the Word of God than he does in the blessings of obeying the Word of God. Why does he do that? Because he wants us to see how that when we don't obey the Word of God, it brings all sorts of trouble upon us. Indeed, it causes us to miss out on blessing. But when we read the Word of God and we study the Word of God and we obey the Word of God, then blessing is poured out upon us to a greater degree than we can even receive it. You know, you go to a prayer meeting service and you ask for testimonies and praise items. Isn't it great to hear people stand up and thank the Lord for the blessing that God has brought into their lives? And yet, you've got some people who probably have never testified of a blessing of God in their life, in all of their life. What's the difference? Well, yes, some may be shy and some may just don't like to speak out in front of people. But you know, when you're in the Word of God, when you meditate upon the Word of God, when you obey the Word of God, you will be blessed by God in ways beyond your imagination. Why is that the fact? Well, it's simply because of the fact that God's Word is truth. You know, we are living in a day and age when there are those who say there is no such thing as absolute truth, except for the fact that there is no absolute truth. But yeah, you go out on the streets of your city and up and down the hills and the valleys of the countryside, and you go to the universities and the schools of our nation and of our world today, and those that are secular will tell you that there is no such thing as absolute truth. You've heard that, haven't you? Well, the fact of the matter is they are wrong. There is absolute truth. And that absolute truth is found in the Scripture. And when we meditate upon the absolute truth of God's Word, and when we obey the absolute truth of God's Word, we will be blessed by the absolute God because of the effect of the Word of God in our lives. In John chapter 17 and verse 17, the Lord Jesus is giving that great high priestly prayer to the Father. And he says this, John 17, 17, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Jesus was basically asking the Father to sanctify, that is, to set apart those of us who belong to him, to set apart us unto God, to make us more like Christ, to enable us to be godly in our life. And Jesus was saying that this sanctification comes through your truth, Father. Why? Because thy word is truth. All truth is God's truth. And all of God's truth is found in the Word of God. And when you and I find the truth of God in the Word of God, then we are going to be taught the things of God. And we are going to see the blessing of God. Do you allow the Word of God to teach you every day? Sure, the Word of God provides good taste, and provides good thinking. But it provides good teaching about who God is, what God expects, and how God operates in order that we might obey those things so that we might be blessed by God. And of course, remember, when we are blessed by God, we are also exalting God, we are lifting up God, we are glorifying God, we are praising His name. And that is all so important in your life and in my life today. What about you? Are you taking heed to the great teaching of the Word of God? People go to great colleges and great universities to learn what they call great concepts. If those colleges and universities are secular, then they're godless. And the concepts that people learn when they go to those institutions is anti-God. And you know, when you get anti-God teaching in your mind, and you get anti-God thinking in your life, then you're certainly not going to see the blessing of God. You and I need to go to the University of the Word of God and spend time in the University of the Word of God and obey the teachings of the University of the Word of God. And then we will see God bless us, and then we'll be able to live for the glory of God. Is God's Word effective? Indeed it is. It provides good taste. It provides good thinking. It provides good teaching. The Lord willing, tomorrow when we come back together, we are going to look at the last two items, concepts, that God's Word brings into our lives. And that is, God's Word provides good thriving and good toughness. So I trust that you'll be there by the radio. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.